Seventh Judicial District Circuit Judge Ed Kuhn sentenced Richard Shelby Wybark, 18, and Timothy Tyler Norwood, 18, to a term of 20 years each in the Arkansas Department of Correction, and sentenced 17-year-old Clinton LaVon Ross to serve 5 years of supervised probation. The three were charged as adults with second-degree murder after Thornton, who was visiting the Malvern area in July 2011, died from injuries 1 week after being assaulted on a country road near Glen Rose. At the time of the incident, Wybark was 17 and Norwood and Ross were 16. According to a probable cause statement accepted as fact by the court, Norwood struck Thornton one time and knocked him to the ground unconscious. Wybark, according to the statement, then repeatedly kicked Thornton in the head and face. Ross chased a second victim in the case and never struck Thornton, the statement said. A then 14-year-old male who was with the three in the truck when the assault occurred was not charged in the incident because he did not participate in the assault. Hot Spring County Sheriff's investigators have called Thornton's assault a case of complete random violence. Seventh Judicial District Prosecutor Eddie Easley echoed the thought.
It was just a senseless act of violence done to a young man that had never been in any trouble, nor did he do anything to provoke this violence. They just picked him out at random. Our plea today, our only hope is for the family. We know they're grieving. They've cooperated with us greatly. They're good people. We hope that what happened today will bring them some type of closure and maybe just a little peace.
Before the three were escorted from the courtroom, Darlene Thornton, Kevin's mother, addressed the three teens. In a prepared victim impact statement, Mrs. Thornton spoke about how the Thornton family has been affected by Kevin's death.
Kevin's death has been devastating to our whole family. It has hit us all emotionally, financially, and some of us physically.
Mrs. Thornton told the teens that they had taken away the life of their son, the wedding that they'll never have, and the grandchildren that they'll never hold. And she told the boys that they had robbed Kevin's sister of the brother she loved so much. She finished her remarks this way.
Only time will justice truly be served. Thank you.
Under current sentencing guidelines in Arkansas, Wybark and Norwood must serve half their sentences before they'll be eligible for parole, less credit for any earned good time, and credit for time served awaiting trial and awaiting bed space in the ADC. For KTOO News, I'm Steve Good reporting from Hot Spring County, Arkansas.